Continuing with Popper, it may be mentioned that it is a formidable opponent, of whom Toynbee says by implication that he lacks historical sense, Lord Acton. For Lord Acton writes in his History of Freedom of Constantine's relation to the Christians, he says, Constantine, in adopting their faith, intended neither to abandon his predecessor's scheme of policy, nor to renounce the fascination of arbitrary authority, but to strengthen his throne with the support of a religion which had astonished the world by its powers of resistance. It's strange, says Popper, how strong a feeling of darkness prevails in the Dark Ages. Their science and their philosophy are both obsessed by the feeling that the truth has once been known and had been lost. This expresses itself in the belief in the lost secret of the ancient philosopher's stone, and in the ancient wisdom of astrology, no less than in the belief that an idea cannot be of any value if it's new, and that every idea needs the backing of an ancient authority, Aristotle and the Bible, for instance. But the men who felt that the secret key to wisdom was lost in the past were right, for this key is faith in reason and liberty. It is the free competition of thought, which cannot exist without freedom of thought. The conditioning of class causes us to fall asleep, the real us, the ones who are so vital, but who arrive and find our innovative gifts are not needed. Not needed because the way of the bandits, the brigands, the conscienceless band of power guys is to steal them. Should you bring them forward despite the obstacles they place in your way? When we arrive fresh from the infinite with its possibilities that are limitless, we arrive into a world of constraint and boxes. It shocks us and then numbs us. And in this state of dullness, the power guys roll all over us. So we are sent thoughts, prophets, to regenerate our thought process and give us hope. Before I knew the truth, I knew there was mystery, but it remained that which cannot be known. Not having the truth of the infinite meant that I didn't base my thinking upon a freedom plan on it. We want and need, all of us, but especially we who choose to take the lead on designing such a plan, to base our thoughts and actions on the full truth. And that most importantly means, given its suppression, the truth of the infinite. When my son and I were guests on Frank Moore's online television show, The Shaman's Den, which you can watch by following the link to it, which I've posted in two places on the blog page, one in a paragraph above the one with the current date, Frank described his strategy for our achieving our freedom, for finally getting, and I think he would agree with this way of putting it, our love transformation. He described his strategy as sneaky, which, based on what he said when I asked him to define sneaky, in retrospect, I suspect, is a roundabout way of saying getting people thinking. Prince would call this showing them, and Emily, telling the truth slant, and Proudhon, reform, and Paul might call it emulation, which we will be discussing next week. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for our continuing archival shows from 2015. This is from October 11 and October 18, 2015, followed by a show from last November 2017, November 26. Stay strong. As always, I love you. Till next week, peace.